Let me just read a few verses from them again. This is Joseph Arimathea, as Bob read about, a prominent member of the Sanhedrin. As he gathered up enough courage and goes to Pilate and asks for the body of Jesus, and Pilate was surprised to find out that Jesus had already died. He was still on the cross, but that he was dead. And so, pretending that he was dead, this, from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph, and Joseph went and bought a linen sheet, took him down from the cross, wrapped him in linen sheet, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. And there's reading that yesterday in my time of prayer, it just wrecked me. And I couldn't really understand at first what was going on. It was so tender to me that Joseph of Arimathea did what he did. Not just that he gave direction to some people to take care of this thing, that he personally asked for the body of Jesus. Now, he may, I'm sure, had some people helping him, but as we mentioned yesterday, Jesus' body was a bloodied, whelped, bruised, swollen, irrecognizable, spit-covered mess. And his body was shredded. And for Joseph to have taken him into his arms and bought some linen cloths for him and then taken that body into his arms, and I would think probably had some water there and sponges with help in at least cleansing the body. As I mentioned yesterday, I wouldn't keep the wounds from weeping, but at least it wasn't quite the bloodied mess. And that he would hold Jesus in his arms like that, and in the affection that he had, and wrap him up in linen cloths, and just how he just took care of Jesus. And then a couple of things to sort of rise up in me that the Lord was speaking to me about my own personal life and what he wanted me to hear, and that was that we know that he takes care of us. He lives in us, he lives his life through us, but we have a ability to steward him. In a sense, take care of him. And that we take care of him by our intentional surrender and submission to his will, stewarding his life, honoring him in every situation. Recently, I was in a phone call with someone, and the phone call was kind of contentious, not on my end, their end. And when those kind of things had happened, it's easy to feel threatened, not physically, but you know what I'm saying. And to make you feel insecure. But in that moment, I had a chance, opportunity for Jesus to do my part in taking care of him. But instead of giving into the flesh and getting angry or being defensive, to just surrender to him, this person, and honor them, because what they were talking about was something that mattered to them, and that's important to Jesus. It meant a lot that they cared. That was a bigger issue than my deal and taking up some kind of an offense. But the other thing, we talked about that yesterday more extensively. But the other thing is that I saw is that if the body of Christ is a bloodied mess, because we all have lived in this fallen world, every one of us have been impacted, injured, wounded by either our choices or the choices of others or things that we were born into, or that we found ourselves in. And at least at some level, all of us have been bloodied. And when, instead of being critical or gossiping or taking up a other believers, when we take them into our arms, at least emotionally, and show them the affection of Christ. This is a place in Philippians where Philippians talks about, Paul talks about them. He said, "For God is my witness," verse 8 of chapter 1, "how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." Wow, that's not normal affection. And he said, "for you all." So he meant every church, every person who was part of the church in Philippi. He says, "I long for you with the affection of Christ Jesus." That's always blessed me. That's the standard. It's not, well, I like them more than I used to. Whatever. There's one standard, and it's Christ. They're not different levels of Christ-likeness. Well, you can be kind of Christ-like, but not really. There's Christ-likeness. And the affection of Jesus is unconditional. Doesn't mean you approve of everything, but you don't uncover them. You cover them with linen. If they're being a bloody mess, we take them in our arms and we love them and cover them with linen. We pay a price for that. The price is we don't get to talk about them or gossip about them or criticize them. We've talked about this for CTKers. I had to come to a place in my own life that how far did I want to go? How baptized in the Spirit did I want to be? And was I willing to lay down my right to have an attitude towards, to criticize another brother or sister? Because you see, every time I love, have affection for, even somebody just, I may see the picture on Facebook, it may be some other minister who doesn't do things the way I do things, and instead of having an attitude, maybe I know some things about. That's one of the worst things to worry about being a pastor. You know things about everybody. Because everybody wants you to know everything. Sometimes the Lord tells you stuff, but a lot of times Christians will. But when I love them and show them affection, though they're bloodied, the body of Christ, I'm taking care of Jesus. Jesus said, when you do it to the least one of these, you've done it to me. When Paul was on the Damascus Road, when he was still named Saul, and he had been dragging Christians out of their home, their children, having them killed, Jesus said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" To do something to another Christian is to persecute Jesus. And so when I saw that yesterday, and I thought, really true, what a picture, that the body of Christ is bloodied, and that there, every one of us have imperfections, don't we? Some of the imperfections in some people you feel more comfortable with than other people and their imperfections. Some people's imperfections irritate you more than others. I saw something the other day. This was someone I really have deep love for. And I thought, Lord, I've taken up an offense towards this person. Doesn't mean that I don't need to hold them accountable or whatever, but I've taken up an offense towards them. And instead of being disappointed for them, it in them. And therefore, I can't operate from the wisdom of heaven in here because it's all filtered through this nonsense. But it just blessed me to remember that, Lord, to see that when, of course, he was taking care of Jesus, show the affection of Christ towards the bloody body of Jesus, other Christians. I'm taking care of Jesus. That was the heart of Mother Teresa's ministry. That in every broken person she saw on the street, covered in sores, she saw every one of them. She heard Jesus speaking, "I thirst. Will you quench my thirst?" And this was a powerful image for me. Hope it will be for you. That you'll remember that the body of Christ is bloodied. This is the truth. And when we in their bloodied condition, especially in their bloodied condition, and show them affection and love them and cover them, we are taking care of Jesus himself. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.